require advance notification or a fee. For further information, please call the WGBB two-way talk lines at area code 631-888-8811. This is Tom Ross for WGBB, the station that serves your community.
Over 60 million people are afraid to look in the mirror. Our pillows reveal the truth, and the shower drain tells all. I'm talking about hair loss. But the good news is, you can stop the progression and regrow your hair naturally and permanently with MHR. And you can get started today without spending a dime. If you call now, they'll send you a free DVD presentation by the end of the day. Imagine, you'll have all the education and countless before and after photos to make the decision to stop your hair loss today. I'm talking about you looking just like you did 10, even 15 years ago. Call Medical Hair Restoration right now for your free, no-obligation DVD presentation. Getting this DVD will be one of the most powerful decisions you'll ever make to help you regrow your hair naturally and permanently. Get your free DVD now.
Call Medical Hair Restoration right now at 1-800-410-3632. That's 1-800-410-3632. For your free DVD, give them a call now at 1-800-410-3632. 410-3632.
How do you define legendary? Here at WGBB, we reserve that term for shows that have stood the test of time. Sunday mornings at 7, join Sister Mitchell and family as they continue the tradition started by Clarence Thomas. The program is Read the Word. Sunday mornings at 7, here on the station that serves your community. 1240 WGBB.
Wellness. Sports, politics, finances.
You are listening to the station for information and inspiration. AM 1240 WGBB.com and 1240 WGBB Freeport. We are WGBB, the station that serves your community.
The following is brought to you in part by MFC Studios. The views and opinions of the show's hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect those of the owners, management, or staff of WGBB. And now, it came from the radio.
Once again, to It Came From The Radio, this is your host, Mark Torres speaking. With me in the studio, I have Charlie Saladino sitting next to me.
How's everybody doing?
I have Hassan Godwin sitting across from us. I have Herman Sinertia sitting across from us also.
Happy Labor Day.
Pre-Labor Day.
Yeah. A couple of days away.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Herminator.
It is a flying. It's Jeff Goldblum. Boom.
For those of you who have no idea what Herman's talking about, you can go on to the webcam that we have at www.am1240wgbb.com. And also we have the live audio streaming, so if you can't hear us or having trouble hearing us, you go over there and listen to us live. Also, you can go to our site, www.itcamefromradio.com, and you can participate in the live chat with your fellow listeners. We're talking with each other, but not with us, because we don't have a computer handy. So, the number here also is area code 61-888-8811. So let me just take it away with the news. This just in.
Oh my God.
From the desk of Mark Torres.
Yes, thank you. In a small ceremony a few weeks ago in Devon, England.
Very small.
Batman married Wonder Woman. Wedding-goers dressed up in superhero and villain costumes, which included several Supermen, Superwomen, The Incredibles, Iron Man, and his son, Danger Mouse, Kick-Ass, The Pink Ranger, Wolverine, Rorschach, The Incredible Hulk, Captain America, Poison Ivy, amongst others. Robin was the best man, and the Powerpuff Girls served as bridesmaids. The master ceremonies would be the Joker. Nearly words were said to have left on
okay,
there.
We're just leaving that alone?
Yeah, there was no comment, so I'm just going to keep on going.
What was the after party like? That's what I want to know. Or the bachelor party, for that matter.
The bachelor,
yeah. Bachelor party.
The bachelor party.
Two words, wow. Mark. Two words. No life.
Who got married again?
Batman and Wonder Woman.
Who?
Batman.
And Wonder Woman. And you Wonder said Woman. Not another woman.
Wonder Woman.
Oh, okay.
That was what he heard.
Big headphones.
The newlyweds were said to have left on their new invisible bat jet on the way to Magic Kingdom for the honeymoon.
Wow. We're starved for news. We're hurting for news over here.
Wow. Was a bridal gown invisible?
No, she had the Wonder Woman outfit on the original one. Wonder Woman was quoted as saying, "I'm going to show my husband just how ferocious we Greeks are on our wedding night." Oh, Batman had nothing to say, but as the Joker was overheard, he said, "Old Bats has never smiled so wide in his life, and I've gassed the Joker about, and I've Joker gassed him about 20 times."
Wow. We seriously apologize, folks.
What? Talk about a theme wedding.
Yeah. Does Batman know how old Wonder Woman really is?
Does it matter?
Yes, it
does. Yeah, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
She could be, you know, past her peak, you know? Yeah. In which case, she wants to read a book every night. That would be a waste of his time.
Leave my lasso alone.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Speaking of people dressing up in costumes.
Mr. Segway.
Dressing up in costumes.
In order to top Australia's record for the most people dressed in superhero costumes at one place at one time, which would be 1,245 people.
1,241.
A Craigslist ad was posted in California to bring as many cosplayers to LA between 12:30 and 12:45. And they're not 100% sure, but they might have broken the record for most people dressed up in one time in one place.
Broken the record for most people dressed up in one time in one place.
Wow, at least.
Sounds like Colin O'Brien.
I actually think I could do that.
Sounds like Colin O'Brien when he goes,
"Hey."
And
I'm unique, darn it.
If anyone can see Hassan, he is so not Colin O'Brien. It's not even funny.
No, I'm not saying it. It sounds like Colin O'Brien. Oh, God.
I have the hair. I've got his red hair.
Yes.
I got that whole thing going.
Yes, you got the clown.
I do. Let's micromanage everything. Go on.
In a related story.
Bitterness.
Related story, Mr. Segway.
Related story. He said related story already. I can't sing it. He took my line. He's a line stealer.
That's me.
Last week, 519 Marios, Wario's, Luigi's, and Waluigi's gathered in China to celebrate the fifth. All right, hold on.
It's the year of the geek.
Hong. Wait. You want to pronounce the festival?
Wataka.
Here we go.
Wakata. Godzilla versus Wakata.
Start the tape machines now, folks.
The fifth Hongshan Cultural and Shifing Animation Festival.
Everybody Hongshan tonight.
It sounds dirty to me.
Can we say that on the radio?
Kazuntai.
So they actually got the Guinness Book World Records of the largest gathering of people dressed as Mario.
Guinness Book World Records, the largest gathering of people dressed up and whatever.
At least Dean Kane has something to do.
At least Dean Kane has something to do. I can't stop.
Poor Dean Kane.
Well, leave Dean Kane alone. He's done at least one other thing since.
Yes.
What did he do?
I don't know. Since Lois and Clark.
Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Sure.
Yes.
He was also, I think, he was in some movie. Out of Time. He was in Out of Time with Denzel Washington.
From the desk of Hermes Nurture, Dean Kane has a career after Superman.
By the way, he's the one of the executive producers of that show.
Really? See?
So he's making big bucks on.
He's like Casper Van Dien. He was one of those guys who were like too pretty, so he couldn't really get a legitimate job anywhere.
Yeah,
he had
that's my opinion. It's just that's like what the rumor was.
Okay.
In my opinion, he's normal looking guy.
Yeah. Now I have to say, between the superhero wedding and the Mario Brothers thing, I'm getting really scared.
There's going to be an uprising.
People that are inhabiting the costume this planet uprising. With us. Really?
Oh, you're just getting scared?
I was in this cave. Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to kill that fly.
Just the way people drive, I'm scared on a regular basis.
Help me.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, okay, thank you. Yeah, go ahead. Carry on with it.
Carry on with that.
Go on with your news.
14,000 people dressed up as...
it's gorillas.
Yeah.
In the woods. In the middle of the woods.
And
for no reason whatsoever.
The person
and with 15 million Oompa Loompas.
I'm going to train like 1,000 gorillas to shoot and ride horses. Shoot guns and ride horses.
Okay.
I'm going to do that.
I think we were better off just carrying on. The Last Exorcism pulls in $21 million this past weekend.
What a bad movie.
But the movie seems to have royally ticked off a lot of viewers. Bum, bum, bum.
Dun, dun, yeah, the ending.
While it got a strong... Hey, let me read the news. That's what
I didn't say
to.
A word. That was Mr. Sinurkia.
While it got a strong start
on
Friday...
You had three bad priests. One was a phony priest. Go ahead.
Oh, my
word
God.
Of mouth,
give the movie away.
Word
just
of mouth.
Give it away. It's a piece of junk. Go ahead.
Word of mouth led to a striking 24% drop in ticket sales by Saturday night. Seems that the film's abrupt ending didn't go over well with the target audience. They say that the ending was so far out of left field that a lot of audience members felt blindsided. The director, however, says that he is unapologetic about the untidiness of the film's final minutes. He says, quote, "People have found the ending too abrupt, but you can't tie the story up neatly if what happened happens. If it was you or I..." And
or if you have bad writers who can't tell the story in the first place.
Or if you run out of film.
If it was you or I, and we walked into what was shown, we wouldn't know what was going on, we wouldn't understand where the point to camera, and who the big boss is. We would never understand it. That, to me, being quoting the director, is the meaning of the ending.
That's a meaning? The ending
that's
doesn't
a cop
need to
out.
Have any meaning.
That's what he said.
Right, understood.
That's a cop-out.
Yeah. But, you know, you're making a movie. The whole purpose of making a movie is to convey information and to have a beginning, a middle, and an end. And so you slough up the ending because you're saying that your main protagonist wouldn't understand the ending, so why should the watcher? It's because we are a dimension away from the person who's experiencing the film in the first place. And we, as paying customers, should not walk away from the film confused. The character can be confused or dead or, you know, diseased or hit by a truck or have a stove dropped on him or whatever. Yeah. But we should not walk away going, "I didn't get what happened at the end, and I'm out $20 all of a sudden."
Some people yelled out, "I want my money back," I swear.
And that's why this director, who is an idiot, is losing revenue on his movies, because he's got an unapologetic point of view about how he kind of messed up the ending to a movie, which I have seen, and I tend to agree with the masses on this one.
And it's kind of funny because I was with Hassan to see the movie. He was seeing the movie, and I walked in, and I said hi. and he was saying, "Wow, this movie's so scary and so awesome." And I was like, "All right, I'll be back in a few minutes to see the rest of it." I come in, I'm watching it. This is a terrible movie.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what movie was he watching?
Because it turned into a shiny turd by the end of the last 10 minutes were astounding. It was just right. It was like the director and the writer left, and he told the second unit, finish it the way you want to finish it.
Yeah, I'm going to go to lunch now.
Very successfully unnerving film all the way up until the very end. And the ending happened in such a way that it kind of took away from everything else that was scary about it. Everything else that came before it was no longer scary. It was just crap. So I walked out, and I wasn't like, "Oh, I don't want to go home. There might be a demon there." I'm like, "I'm going to go home and watch The Real Exorcist." Because I deserve a real scare for my time this evening.
Speaking of The Last Exorcism.
Mr. Segway.
Last Exorcism.
Producer Eli Roth says the goal of The Last Exorcism
was to make me some money.
Well, that will be what the sequel is for. The Search for More Money, right, Charlie?
Yes.
Or The Exorcist.
That's just Hollywood in general. They should put that right under the Hollywood sign. To search for more. Always searching for more money.
Please buy the tickets.
It's going to be on a license plate from
exactly.
Now on.
Exactly. Search for more money. It's not the search. It's just a general. It's a verb. It's just search for more money. It's a directive.
Yeah. Captain's log, Hollywood.
Yes.
The search for more money.
They did that in
our 5-year mission to search for more money.
Yeah. Or ongoing.
To exploit strange new culture.
Or the same culture over and over again.
Yeah, exactly. And to blow things up. Thank God for Michael
Bay. You got some doozies coming out.
Eli Roth says the goal of the last exorcism.
Eli Roth is the bear Jew.
It was to make everything happening.
He is. He's the bear Jew.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
In Inglorious.
Don't say that.
B A S T E R D. He was the character of the bear Jew.
Yeah.
He was Donnie Donowitz.
And he was in Piranha.
He was effectively frightening. As a.
He was
I saw him in Death Proof, and he was like this little runty.
Yeah.
Nerdy guy who wanted to hook up with some chicks in a bar. But and then next thing I know, he's in World War II with a bat, beating Nazis up. It was kind of terrifying.
He also was in Piranha, and that was a great scene. I clapped hands when I saw him in Piranha, when he got, you know what happened to him.
Well, now that everybody knows. Yeah. That's wonderful.
That's great.
Well done.
Something
shot scene.
Happened to him.
The smooth delicacy of Hermes Inertia strikes
I don't care. I don't care. I have this garbage on the screen.
That's good.
As Mark is Mr. Segway, Herman has just been dubbed Mr. Giveaway.
Yeah. As producer Eli Roth says, the goal of The Last Exorcism was to make everything happening on the screen look as real as possible.
And make me some money.
No CGI, no puppets, and actress Ashley Bell made that happen. What you see is 100% her. We didn't use any makeup, CGI, or special effects in her scenes.
Great, should have hired a writer, though.
It was all... I'm trying to give credit to the actress here.
She did these backwards things.
She was wonderful, but she had nothing to do with the ending, if you remember the ending. Yeah. She had nothing to do with it, so it was...
That's all she did.
Mark, that was all that happened. Mark, I'm tired of these mock docs. You know what mock docs are?
Yes.
Mock documentaries. They're fake documentaries. They make every film look like this film I saw on TV, Quarantine. That picture
Segway.
Was Quarantine. That picture was
quarantine
a piece
edition.
of who was holding the camera?
Quarantine, wait a minute. Michael
J. Fox was holding the camera.
Quarantine. Wait, I like that movie.
That picture stunk.
I like that movie.
That picture, there's no meaning to that picture. That
came
picture
from
was
the
a
radio
piece
does
of
not
junk.
Endorse any statements made by Herman Scherchio.
I DVR'd it, and I watched it, and then I erased it.
I was trying to just keep on going past that.
No,
then
no.
The cameraman's like one of the stars of the film, too, in Quarantine. Like, he drops the camera, and he sees him looking at the camera. Then he hits the zombie with the camera. Give me a break.
Actually, I think
What does this have to do with anything?
Because I don't like this way of this new filming of these college kids. They come out of film school, and they think, oh, this is a new way of film. Let's shake the camera, and let's roll the camera down a bowling alley. Come on.
All right, wait.
That would actually be interesting.
One of the things about this herky-jerky camera movement.
It stinks.
Oh, tell my heart.
But it's very
herky-jerky.
The importance of it is that it was, and the two highest, most highest-grossing independent movies of all time, Paranormal Activity, Blair Witch Project. Those two were done in that style and made the most money for a movie of its time.
Yeah, but you're buying into this. You're just like my daughter buying into watching reality shows.
No, Herman, we didn't. Everybody else did. That's what he's saying.
You're right, Hassan. I'm sorry.
It made a lot of money.
For the record, the four guys here didn't do it.
if we just mentioned the Hollywood sign, the search for more money, that's the goal line right there.
That's the X that marks the spot.
I don't like mock docs.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay. I don't.
Write that down.
Write it down.
Herman does not. From the desk of Herman Sinertia, Herman Sinertia does not like
I don't
mock
like mock docs. It's not like
I made that name up.
Okay. It's called a mockumentary.
Oh. I like the mock docs. Oh.
All right.
So, as I was trying to say about poor
Sounds
Ashley
like
Bell.
Sounds like a band.
Trying to say about poor Ashley Bell is a great actress.
Tom Sloan was sleeping in. Hurry up.
Her father, Michael Bell, for those who don't know, was doing cartoon voices along with a few choice roles since the 1970s.
That doesn't
and
explain
mother,
why she's a contortionist.
Well, it says why she's a good actress. And her mother, Victoria Carroll, was a founding member of Hollywood's renowned improvisational comedy troupe, The Groundlings. So
cool.
Finally,
and she wasn't from a circus family?
No, she was not.
Oh, my God.
That does not, again, explain why she's a contortionist.
So nepotism, he's trying to tell me.
She's just saying he's a really good actress.
What
I'm trying to get across.
Nepotism?
Trying to get across.
I get you.
Anyway.
I'm following.
Anyway, finally, for
movie was still junk though.
Speaking
it's still
of
still a pile of junk.
Searching for more money.
Search for more money.
Segway.
Final Destination Part 5.
10. How? Oh, 5? We're only up to 10. We're only up to 5?
Which is going to be called the number 5 NAL Destination. Final Destination.
Oh. No, no, no. The last one was the Final Destination.
No, the last one was the Final Destination.
Yes. This is which was supposed to be.
5 NAL.
Yeah, the number 5 NAL.
I get the gimmick. Okay. I'm just saying that when you call something the Final Destination, that it should stop.
But the first
just
one
just like
final
Friday the 13th, the final
four.
Chapter. How can part 4 be the final chapter if it's gone all the way up to 10? It confuses children everywhere, man. Our children's lives are at stake here.
Jason in space.
We're destroying their mind, Jason. Yeah, Jason.
He did go to space. Yeah.
I watched that. That movie is a guilty pleasure, actually.
I like that movie,
actually
too.
Enjoyed that movie.
It's a lot of fun.
It's horrendous, but it's funny
when
as heck.
He was beating the woman again.
I don't even want to talk about it. It's just very funny. But... So it's going to be another final. Just and they're very clever with the naming.
Yes.
Is Ellie Larder in this one? Because she was in like the last 10
no,
of them. Even
she's
though
she's being in Resident
that?
Evil.
She's in the new.
The new
she's
one,
in the
yes.
new. Yeah, because she was in the last
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
Isn't she also Lemon Drop or whatever she is on
Stop with
there's a vodka called.
That's right.
Yeah, she's
the commercial.
That commercial with
Lemon Drop.
Oh, the girl who's dressed like a lemon. It's like done like a 70s.
Like Alice
come on.
Lynch.
Yeah, you don't watch commercials. So yeah, she's also a lemon drop.
Because they hold the camera steady.
Yes, I appreciate that. I like a steady camera. That gets me by.
Movie will start shooting in September 13th, Vancouver.
Ooh, yippee.
The movie focuses about a new batch of victims because the other ones
are. Of course, because the others are dead. Yeah.
They are co-workers on a corporate retreat escaping the.
Wait. You're not actually going to tell us the plot, are you?
Well,
okay, hold on. Let me guess. These are co-workers on a retreat, right? And somehow they all avoid an accident and then systematically die throughout the film. Basically in the way they would have if they had all experienced the accident the way it was supposed to happen.
It's more complicated than what I had written down. Sure, we'll go with that.
Am I anywhere close? Did I hit it on the head or did I come closely?
Right on the money.
It's scary.
Weren't the other four movies the
powers.
Exact same thing?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I guess what the plot was.
You know, number 3 wasn't.
I'm
great.
Not Kreskin. I saw the first one, and they've pretty much not improved the plot since then.
So basically, what they do is they say, "Hey, I wonder what new." They have like a dartboard of what new calamity they can have, and they just throw it. That's it.
Yeah, wasn't one of them? Didn't they all get hit by logs or something like that?
No,
and one of them.
That was part 2.
Oh, it was the second one. It was a log disaster. You're one of your freak random log disasters.
So the guy's I'm a genius. It's a bridge collapsing, or I'm a genius. It's a roller coaster.
Are pretty good in those movies, you know.
Well, all right.
All right.
Since Herman's one of our most knowledgeable movie people here,
well, smart.
I have to. No. Don't.
I'm smart is not
I'm
knowledgeable.
All
right.
I have to ask him a very important question.
Oh.
All right.
What, the chair I'm on?
No. Oh. Are you getting a nosebleed up there?
No, don't say that. That's all we need.
Oh, my God. I wish you people could watch this cam thing. He's up there with the fly around him.
Come on.
like the Empire State Building.
Flies the monkey. And it Tony Todd will be reprising his role in the series because he wasn't in the last one, so he'll be back.
I'm not going to see it.
I like Tony Todd.
Why wouldn't you want to see
it? He was going to Night of Living Dead.
Why would you want to see it? Didn't we just give you the plot in detail?
If you like the first
I just saw
one,
it right
the
here.
Second one,
this, and the third one. By the time you get to the sixth or seventh of any... Look.
Is he Candyman in this one?
Hot dogs are good, but by the time you get to your sixth hot dog, it doesn't taste quite the same as the first...
It's like
five
over time, though. It's like, you know.
So, because
instead of making
guys,
a remake.
Guys, wait. Can I do a movie review later on?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that's it. Write that down. Because I have somebody calling me up. Go ahead.
Okay. You got it.
I'm close.
Sure.
I'm going to override Mark on this one and say, yeah, you got it.
All right, what's the question you want to ask me, Chuck? I hear footsteps, really big footsteps.
I think Herman is in his own world right now.
Yeah,
and that pretty much takes
us on Planet Herman.
Commercial break.
Planet Herman.
I'll be right back with the King from the Radio.
Hi, this is Amory. You've heard my voice open and close the show. Now we want to hear your voice. If you have a business or product, you can record a commercial here. We offer 30 and 60 second spots. For more information, contact Mark at mfc_studios@hotmail.com. And now, here's some music. Hot. Now, back to our show.
Welcome back to A Camp from the Radio. It's your host, Mark Torres, speaking along with Charlie Saladino, Hassan Godwin, and Herman Snowchip.
Hey, we're the monkeys.
Actually, you just said something about the Jetsons.
The Jetsons.
The jazz and jazz. Thank you very much.
Can I do my movie review?
Not yet. All right. We have Charlie with his question of the week. Charlie, do you have a question of the week?
Yes, I do.
The question of the week.
What am I doing on the show? That's my question of the week.
Get me off, please.
Jane, stop this crazy thing.
Question of the week comes from the very lovely Bridget Ivory, who has the question of the week that is thrown out to all of us.
Hello, Bridget.
Hello, Bridget.
Love, but anyway, it's thrown out for all of us to discuss. She writes to me and says, what do you think about the new... special features on the DVD, how it gives away how the movie's made. Don't you think that's going to a magic show and learning how the tricks are done? Doesn't it take away from the movie
itself? I got a great
itself?
Answer for this.
Herman has a great answer. Yeah, she just wants to know that. Doesn't it take away from all the magic of... magic of Hollywood and everything, and it just, you know, like kids today, they go to the movie, they know how things are done, and they're not impressed.
Can I answer this first?
Could I finish?
Hey, don't get nasty with me.
Don't make me come over there.
It's a short trip.
Yeah, but then I have to climb.
Don't make me turn this radio show around.
But anyway, she says it kind of takes the magic out of Tinseltown and, you know, the movies, don't you think? Okay,
me first.
This is Herman, Bridget.
Hi, Bridget. Okay, reason why that takes the magic away from movies.
Wait, is it yes or no? Let's
start. No, I agree with her.
Okay.
Okay.
Years ago, when we used to go see a movie in the movie theaters in the 60s or the 70s, all right, so I'm showing my age a little bit, right?
A little.
Damn. And you see like a sci-fi movie and Star Wars, like a feel-good movie, you want to see it again and again. Because you're fascinated by the film. Then you wait about 3 years for it to come on TV, and you don't need all the documentaries, how they made it, how this was done and that was done, because it does take the magic away from the film. And a lot of DVDs I make for people, I don't give it any special, like, you know, special features. And so I go right to the film. No trailers, nothing, you know. And
would that be illegal bootlegging business?
No, those are my own movies.
Oh, okay.
We do not
you make your own movies?
Yeah, for child and people make movies, and I'm involved with them.
Okay, so they don't have a behind the scenes? They don't
behind
the
scenes.
So. Extra footage, bloopers, that
No,
kind of
because
thing?
Then they really laugh if they see behind the scenes.
All right.
But no, it does take the magic away from the professional films. When you
Hassan, you have a
I like special features.
That's it? All right.
That says it all.
I believe it does. Like. I believe it can take away from the magic, but I mean, I don't know anybody who's wondering how they do those things anymore.
You know, it's also
like a movie like American Werewolf in London. I would like to see an in-depth documentary on how they made David Norton turn into a wolf.
Well, that was
so that doesn't take anything away from me. I know he's not really a wolf, so. You know, the magic for me is how they made it look like he turned into a wolf. So that's still in keeping with the magic.
When I was young, I used to watch The Incredible Hulk. It's one of my first TV shows I remember watching. So I was about 4 years old at the time. And back then I knew that it was two different actors that played the Hulk and Bruce Banner. And it didn't take away at all the enjoyment of the show.
They just went to Kmart, got clothes smaller than Lou Ferrigno, told him to flex, and it did tour. They filmed it, and he was suddenly the Hulk.
So I don't think that any behind the scenes would affect the enjoyment of a film. And I also think it helps inspire other people to make new and better products.
No, they
have to, because then the kids are so exposed to this or how it was done that nothing impresses anymore. You know what Herman was saying?
I'm saying that like when the Wolfman came out, the original Wolfman, we know they used lap photography on his, you know, but his head was, we never knew that his head was meshed into a cement mold. He didn't move. And
you think that takes away from the enjoyment?
No, they never revealed it years later, like in the 60s, you know? And also Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, the Werewolf of London. The French guy did makeup on. He never revealed it till he died on his deathbed. He revealed it. It was all done with lighting.
I hope he died on his deathbed.
You know what I mean? But they never revealed it. And that's why those pictures stayed the test of time. They became classics because they were fascinating.
Mark, what it is that back in the 60s, Herman got a lot of dates explaining to women how they did that. And that's right. How he got. That's how 70s. His love life.
70s and 60s.
The 70s? Okay, yeah. Sorry. The 50s. We're in the 50s. No, Herman got a lot of dates, like telling women how they did those things. And now the DVDs are ruining his action. And that's why he gets
funny.
It.
That's funny. That's pretty good. I like it.
Well, that's what you're making it sound like.
No, the girl was right.
Yes, I.
You don't think it's a little fascinating just to watch how they made the Wolfman? I mean, I think the only problem with it today is that we kind of know, as soon as the behind the scenes of today, there are no real cinematic tricks, geniuses. Yeah. It's just like, okay, so we took this and we scanned it in, and you know, you see the guy run by with a green mask on, and then
so you're talking about the 80s.
Yeah, when you actually had to use hydraulics and bladders, air bladders and stuff like that to make things look like it happened. I think that stuff is fantastic.
Tom Savini would show all that. He has a
yeah, but you don't think that's interesting?
But I'm talking about this is a packaging marketing to sell a DVD. Even like when you go to the movies is a supermarket right now. Just if you want to buy that DVD, because they take footage out and they add footage back in for the DVD. So you actually, the movies is a showcase supermarket right now. It's not like an event no more. Like when everybody used to dress up to go to the movies and it was a big event. It's no more an event. It's like, oh, maybe I should get this on DVD. So now get the people coming and going. They say, okay, let's put the extra footage in the DVD, the director's cut and the making of. And you don't get that in the movie theater. You're spending $12 or $15 and you're getting just the raw movie. And the DVD is a selling, marketing package gimmick to put more footage in. And that's, I don't like that. If I'm going to go see a movie, give me the whole feature in the movie theater.
So you want, after you see a 2-hour movie?
No, not the documentary. I want to see the uncut, full-length feature of the movie, not the director's cut on DVD.
But we're talking about the special things that are added in.
Well, that's special, too. Yeah. That's addition. It's added in.
But
just an analogy here. When I was a photographer, I loved magic.
Is that
what
your stomach?
The heck is
that? That was a nice tricky.
Wow,
that was a growl, man. That was a growl. That was
a zombie starting the invasion.
There's things
right
growling
last,
in here.
Last exorcism.
That has to be one pretty big fly.
Yeah. Oh well.
Yeah. So
you go first, Herman.
Okay. So anyway. I was I still am a big magic fan, and I had to go photograph a magic show. And I had to be backstage, and I found out how all those tricks were done. And it was like, aw. You know, it was like, for the first time, that's amazing. And then when I went to see the trick, it was like, well, it wasn't that amazing anymore. So I think it's the same with me with movies. I love the way they do movies, and then I see how they do and I go, ah, then I see the movie again, I go, ah.
Yeah, well, you know what's coming.
The mistake is always the mistake is typical. I'm done. the mistake is typical. If you're interested, you can watch them.
Right.
If you're not interested, don't.
If you don't,
want the magic to go away,
right? Exactly.
Don't watch them.
I think that's the whole
because everyone
in
is
a nutshell.
Everyone is not. It's the ring all over again. Like I said, I've told the story on this show. You know, it's like the ring comes out. Oh, you watch this videotape. You die in 7 days. So it's a terrible plot for it. I would never watch that. It's baloney. And then, you know, I got the DVD, and there's a little section that says, don't watch this.
Yeah.
And I click. That was the first thing I did. So, clearly I'm wrong about whether you should or shouldn't. So
then the girl came out the well, and
I... Yeah, and I died 7 days later. Luckily...
It wasn't your deathbed.
Well, no. I had it. I still had 2 other men left, so I ate my fruit and my health improved, and I was able to keep playing. But that's what we're doing is we're not acknowledging that we have the power not to do these things. That's what these protests back in the mid 90s of people wanting to get rid of MTV because there was like rock video girls and, you know, I want MTV off my off a cable. I want that channel disbanded. It's like, no, you could just not watch it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
you could choose not to watch it.
Well, Howard Stern had a better good, if you don't like me,
yeah, just turn it off. Yeah, but nobody feels like they don't want the temptation to be there because they can't fight against it. So you get also, most DVDs that I know of, I know the Blu-rays are much different, but most DVDs that I know of come with the choice that you can get the basic, the bare bones,
right.
With just moving menus or whatever. That's what they consider a special feature. Or you could get the two disc,
super special edition.
Well, Hassan, I got to stop you because the Blu-ray.
You don't have to stop me.
It's a choice.
You can make the choice not to stop me.
No, the Blu-ray, they have this.
Don't buy a Blu-ray.
No, the Blu-ray live, you call the director up when he's sleeping, ask him questions, you know?
Wait, is
but
that
you
what
don't
it
have
has?
To do it.
You don't have to wake him up.
You don't have to call him at 2
See,
o'clock.
This
in the
is
morning.
Eli Roth. You suck.
I don't
You're the bear Jew.
That was not needed.
I loved
to
you.
Stop
and,
us on
and,
for.
Oh, wow. Glorious.
Like, that would be a field day for our son.
I had
Richard Bay.
Michael Bay.
No, I wouldn't.
Not Richard Bay. Richard Bay's a tall horse.
This
Michael
is the
Bay.
Second time I did that.
Yeah. Richard Bay.
I hated him. No. No, go ahead.
So what was her?
So
Diane
my thing is, I was just going to say, I think Hassan is perfect. Hit the nail on the head. You want to watch it, you watch it. You know, you don't. You want to keep the magic for yourself, keep it.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for a documentary.
You have the option.
Yeah, but it's curiosity. Right.
I got that super millennium edition of Blade Runner or whatever, the super duper, you know, with all 18 different versions of Blade Runner. And I've watched the 4.5-hour documentary on how they made Blade Runner more than I've actually watched the film.
Yeah,
and that's including watching each version at least twice, and I've still watched the documentary more. I like a documentary.
I love to hear the actors talking about the movie.
Yeah, I like to see the other people going crazy over this stuff, not just me. You know, it's a bigger deal than just me sitting geeky in my house just watching all day long.
That's why it makes it classic. That everybody likes it.
That actually does segue us into the subject for this week.
And the subject for the week.
What was her name? Diane?
No, close enough. It was Bridget Ivory.
Where did I get Diane from?
Can I do my
Diane. That's next week's question.
Movie review now.
Thank you, Olga.
Thank you for the question of the week. Not yet. We're going to tweak the subject.
You better stop.
Subject.
Okay. Someone give him some pablum.
Hold it. Stop.
Calm down.
Stop.
This week, we've been mentioning a couple of minor things about movies, and we were just talking about the added features and special editions. I want to talk about editing, because I know Charlie is always, his pet peeve about movies is editing, and a director's edition is another edited version of a movie.
Editing is not important at all.
So bad editing can take away from a movie like nobody's business, but a good editing, you can't even know it's
there.
There's
no such thing as bad editing.
Like The Last Exorcism.
Just bad actors.
They're just bad actors.
So,
I've seen some cuts in Spielberg movies that are stunning. I have at least 3 or 4 examples of what the heck just happened. Like where he'll just do a jump cut, and you're not supposed to. You're one of the worst edited, high profile, big Hollywood movies is
like what?
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
You've actually sat down and watched that
film. There are so many like, okay, how'd you get from there to there? How did he? You know, and a movie, when I was a kid, sitting there with this gigantic spoon just eating the whole movie up, I didn't notice it. Then later after, you know, because I'm total geek, after much scrutiny, I'm like, wait, the major one is the scene where he's got the whip and the two guys come at him. And he flicks the sword away. And you actually see the sword go over the mountain. And far away, and 2 seconds later he's got it, and he's chasing the other guy with it, and one of the guys is dead, so you didn't even see that guy get killed. And there are just a ton of horrendous mistakes.
Well, one of my favorite movies, which I've been panned for loving, is Dragon Wars. And that movie had some horrible editing, so much to the point that there was a team of people outside a cave, and the guy, the main protagonist, runs in the cave. And then the bad guy breaks out and he's going to, you know, conquer the world or something. He runs out and everybody's dead on the outside of the cave. Like, what happened to them? So, but
they realized they were in Dragon Wars.
But you hate more the quick cuts and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, I hate cutaways. I hate quick. Oh, you know, I want to get, this is where I want to call the director and say, you make me watch this for 5 minutes and then the climax is you go to another scene. I just want to tell them I hate you.
They've been doing that a lot. What, you mean the scene where the woman opens the door and is like, and then they cut to the guy at the diner? Like, now, where is she?
It's like,
how odd.
This one movie I was watching.
Pamela's never late on a Monday.
Why is my mic low? Hello? Hello?
Anyway, it's like they build up. It's the beginning of the movie, and they build up the death scene for about 20 minutes. And then the woman opens the door, the face, and then the next thing you know, you're out in the street on a busy Italian roadway.
You want to see the spear go through her chest,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, something like, I want to see, who was at the door, Yeah.
Well,
it could have been a candy gram.
Candygram.
Lynch.
Candygram.
Candygram.
Right to that.
Shop.
I think the problem is, well, at least with nowadays, is the ADD, the short attention span of the audience.
Why did that matter? Some of us are still normal.
TV shows as it is, they still have, the quick cuts right to commercial. You don't have the fade to black sometimes.
Yeah.
So I think it's a problem, but I think it's because of the audience that they try to cater to them. That's my
personal opinion. Go one more, Mark. One more.
One more?
One of the problems? Video games. Movies are edited like video games.
We have to blame the 519 Mario.
The video games are making the kids have short attention spans.
He's actually right about that one. I agree with.
Video movies are done like video games.
Well, they are. And then, you get these video games that are coming out, and they have these theatrical trailers to them, and then the game looks nothing like the trailer. And you actually have people, they gather together at movie theaters to showcase this trailer, and then they watch about a 5 to 10 minute trailer, and then and they all come out like they've seen. That's the future of movies. Movies are going to be trailers. I'm serious.
He's
it's
right.
going to be a 5 to 10 minute, experience of extreme visuals, and then we're going to end up walking out of the because we're not going to have the attention span to be able to sit in a theater for about 2.5 hours
Trailer compilations are selling more than movies on DVD, like horror trailers, sci-fi trailers, really.
So, did you used to play video games as a kid?
No.
Well,
I used to play baseball outside. I did like abnormal things, play baseball and.
Sorry.
But not for nothing.
Broke down the whole table.
You have a good case of ADD going on.
Yeah.
No, I can't tolerate no talent. I can't.
See?
No.
We just.
No, listen. No. I cut to the chase. I almost said.
Whoa, FCC.
I said chase.
I cut to the chase. Yeah.
Right. And I can't tolerate the garbage that's on the screen.
But you just blame video games.
Video games are driving movie directors to make movies that look like video games. Come on, you have Transformers. You have a lot of these movies that look like video. Look at Resident Evil. You need another movie of that story?
Well, that's a movie
of
a video game.
I'll be seeing that.
Yeah, me too.
You're buying into the belly of the beast.
Yeah, buy it in the big time.
I'm in there.
I already got my ticket.
I'm in the digestive system.
What happens to making movies from a book, not a video game?
As soon as you throw Mila Jovovich in anything, the book's gone.
Yeah, but she has a body like a boy. On top.
Ooh, that's not good. That's not going to work.
We do not condone bashing Mila Jovovich.
Hey, that's my opinion. It's America.
No, it's not. This is came from the radio.
First of all, let me reiterate the point that none of us here really pay for movies, so we're not the audience that's buying into anything because we don't really buy it at all.
Wait a minute. You guys don't pay?
That's my movie review now.
I know I don't. You see, there goes your ADD right there.
I got 10 minutes of the show.
You get 5 minutes. That's your 5 minutes, right?
All right.
So, that's the ADD right there. And you didn't play video games. So what's the excuse?
What's the excuse?
I blame Beanie and Cecil, Davy and Goliath.
The excuse is
an MTV.
This gears is like
and being a musician. Snooki.
I kind of agree with you, Charlie.
Snooki.
I saw the new Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the first one when it came out with Jessica Biel.
Yeah, the new first one. Yeah.
The first new one. Or whatever.
Like the next
first
ones,
of the new ones.
The next ones I knew, like there's a guy with a chainsaw on there.
I have the DVD, so I know that
why?
Most people won't remember, because I wanted it. Most people won't remember because it's been about, I don't know, 5 or 6 years. So you don't remember the theatrical version. But there was actually no death in that film by a chainsaw.
He's right.
Every time that guy killed someone with a chainsaw, they cut away from it.
Yeah.
And I remember sitting in the theater.
No pun intended.
Yeah. I remember in the theater sitting there going, wait a minute, this is a Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I came in to see Chainsaw Massacre, and they we didn't want it to be too graphic. It's called the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Are you talking about the remake or the original one?
The 73. New remake.
Yeah, we already covered that. But
because there was no killing in the original one.
I know.
One, so.
Butterflies. You can see the butterflies in the back of your head. But just
for
2 seconds, exactly. I don't understand why they would assume that we wouldn't be able to handle a chainsaw murder in a movie called it. I mean, the movie is just full on advertising exactly what it's going to be about. Right. Didn't stop it from being creepy. But I thought it was odd that they kept cutting away every time you. And then I watched the new Dawn of the Dead.
Right.
And out of nowhere, some girl got cut in half with a chainsaw, and they showed it. And I was like, yes, this is what the Texas Chainsaw Massacre should have been about.
Well, you got.
They didn't cut away.
You got to look at the television releases of movies. And sometimes that they cut stuff edited for television, and so that makes it that.
But I was in the
version.
Theater.
Well,
yeah, you know, I paid money, so you figure that's where you're going to get the rawest, you know, version of whatever you're looking
then
at.
I rest my case.
Well, a lot of things they always do the uncut versions for the DVD.
Because
they try to get the best of both worlds.
Rest your mouth for a minute.
Which is the PG-13 rating to get the most audience, and then you get the unrated for the fans.
Right.
Can buy it.
Right.
So maybe that's part of the problem also. I still don't see how video games play a part in this. What do you think, Charlie?
I'm still working on Pong.
Video games don't play, but the way the pacing of the video games, the movies are paced the same way. Action movies, whatever, or sci-fi or you know.
All right, wait a minute.
I think the video games actually designed to mimic movies more than the other way around.
Resident Evil.
No, they made a switch.
Resident Evil. What? Where were the cutaways and why was it so bad? It's a video game.
No, I'm talking about the movie.
I'm talking about the movie too.
I don't play the video game. It's a waste of time playing video games.
My point is, you were talking about the reason for the films and the cutaways was because of the video.
No, the direction of films, they look like video games. Not cutaways, not editing.
Resident
Evil, we were talking about editing.
Resident Evil, I don't think, looks like a video game to me.
All right, wait, we got Tom.
Yeah, it's levels.
Two words, his words of wisdom here.
All right, but I got 5 minutes of my movie review.
Actually, what I heard is that we owe the modern style of editing to music videos on MTV and so forth, and then the video games actually got it from the music videos.
There you go.
There you go. We blame
actually a lot of the Tom's right. Actually, a lot of the new directors of the day were ex-video music video directors.
That's why movies look like garbage.
Well, David Fincher's not that bad, though.
He's going to explode if we don't.
Yes, I see the steam coming out for the ADD coming out.
I don't condone this. See, I just want to go on record. I protest this to what's about to happen. I'm going on record.
Should we give you the disc first to run in there and have him play the disc, or are you just going to go sans music?
No.
That's my editorial music.
Go into your review.
So, yes, here we go. Bum, 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 bum.
Tom, you got the theme from Jaws?
No. we just did it for
we
you.
We just did it. Go.
Put Jaws on.
Go. We just did it.
In the background when I talk about this review.
Just did it. Oh.
No.
All right.
Got Jaws?
Talk about the review. Go ahead.
Wow.
Go ahead.
That's what we call dead air in the industry.
My wife is supposed to call up the yell at Mark, right? I'm going to talk about the movie Piranha, the remake, in 3D. Okay. Talk about editing. It was edited well. It was filmed well. Steady camera. Great effects. Great gore. Richard Dreyfuss makes a cameo in the beginning. He makes his final destination. Gets eaten by a piranha in the beginning. a lot of piranhas. And I like the film very much. And it's underrated. And I dragged my wife to see this picture. And she wants to kill Mark because Mark said it was a good picture because Mark liked the movie. Mark, didn't you like the movie too?
Yes, I did.
Okay. It was well edited, well acted, and my wife says to me, it's an idiot picture. It's not an idiot picture because you have spring break, idiot kids, dizzy kids. They didn't care what's going on in the water.
And Herman Sinergia.
And Herman Sinergia. And you got...
Despite that movie was a guilty pleasure, I cannot safely say that acting was good at all in that movie. It's just a bad acting.
Oh, Elizabeth Shue wasn't a good actress?
I did not believe she was a cop. No.
Elizabeth Shue right? in that movie?
Elizabeth Shue and Jerry
nice.
O'Connell.
She's still good looking.
And Ving Rhames, of all people.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Listen to me.
That don't sound good at all.
The picture was a lot of fun. It was a roller coaster ride. It had man-eating piranhas in the water. Great effects.
It better have piranhas in the water. No. Like the other
they
one
had,
that had the flying
great
piranhas.
Special effects.
That's The Spotting. That was James Cameron's okay. first film.
Flying
it's
piranhas.
Like,
yeah.
It's like people dying
they were
on the
flying, thing. Right?
They were flying.
They were flying at a party.
Yeah.
They were at a party.
No, that was
the
second film.
They came out of a closet.
That was the second film.
They came in.
But that was the one that was in 3D.
No, they weren't flying.
It was in 3D when it was flying.
What? The Spawning?
Yes, that was in 3D.
The original movie was in 3D.
No, the first movie wasn't in 3D.
Stay with us.
But we're talking about the flying ones.
No, I'm talking about the new Piranha.
It's called Piranha. They made another remake of Piranha just maybe 10 years ago for Roger Corman. Had done a series of movies where
right,
he made
yeah,
a
for
lot
Showtime,
of his own.
Right.
And I think that one had like Punky Brewster was in it. She got eaten by a bunch of piranhas.
And
which was fantastic.
I did enjoy the film, and it's underrated, and it shouldn't have came into seventh place.
Well, yes, it should have.
No, it is.
I heard it should
have. Hassan, go see the movie. You like it.
It's a guilty pleasure. That's all I got to say. It's a guilty
pleasure. Great effect.
How is Piranha not going to be in number seven? I mean, it's very rare that a movie called Piranha is going to be in the top.
No, I know, but the special effects had me dazzled. I really did. Well, you know, when they were carrying the bodies down to the beach.
Seriously.
But you see, so, all right,
cheese sandwich dazzles Herman.
So if we go back to the question of the week, if you found out how they did that, would that take away from your enjoyment?
Yeah,
of
if you found out with the special effects,
I don't
want to
find out.
Because
it was that good. It was one scene, a girl was like parachuting.
No spoilers.
I'm not going to spoil it.
She was parachuting?
She was what do you call it?
He's
water skiing?
The different ways that they would be neat and
I
alive.
Can't wait till he doesn't spoil this.
No, I'm not going to say anything. I think it was done well. Really?
But it was all computers. I mean, that was...
I know, but it was...
very difficult to depict.
Well...
In broad daylight. That was good.
They gave it some good reviews in the papers.
It was
sure,
a guilty pleasure.
It's a Piranha
it's,
movie.
It's
how
what
hard
it was.
Can it be?
2 minutes.
We got, yes, thank you. We have 2 minutes left.
See, now you folks know how we do this show. There was a special, special feature.
We don't get to do behind the scenes now.
Tom put up two fingers. Herman told everybody. 2 minutes.
What about the features they have on Blu-ray when you're watching a film and then the director is like, in the little screen telling this how we did this.
You cannot watch that, though.
We can't bring up a new segment if we got 2 minutes left to go. Oh, okay. We can do final thoughts. So, Herman, final thoughts.
Final thoughts, Herman.
30 seconds, Herman.
I don't think I'm going to do the show anymore. I want to get it.
My final thought is, yay!
No, wait. Let me take it back, right?
You can't take it back.
That was a joke. It was a joke. Put
Carry
the coffee
on.
He could have my final thought.
My final thought is that let's make a movie from a book this time.
Okay.
That was your fault, Mark.
My final thought is someday I'll understand Herman.
Someday on your deathbed, you'll be like, I get it now.
I'll be dying
on your deathbed.
Yes.
So
I'll just let you know 1 minute.
So I actually think, just to try to sum up everything, if you want to know behind the scenes, you should go see this stuff. If not, do not. Piranha 3D is a guilty pleasure. You should see it in 3D. It's the only way to see it, but it really didn't make much money, which is kind of sad.
Aww.
And I guess that covers everything. So that about does it for this week on Came From the Radio. If you miss any portion of the show, you can go online, www.itcamefromradio.com. You can listen to our archives, which is on the computer now. You can hear it, or you can go to podcast places such as iTunes or Podcast Planet. And I guess we will see you next week.
Yay.
You have been listening to It Came From the Radio with Mark Torres. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests did not necessarily reflect the views of WGBB, the owners, or staff. And now we return you to your earthly scheduled broadcast.
Views expressed in the previous program did not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.
From our family here at 1240 WGBB Freeport to yours, may your Ramadan be a blessed time of mercy, forgiveness, and freedom.
Thank you for listening to Station That Serves Your Community, 1240 WGBB. Hellenic Harmonies will resume in October. Now, it's time for the Greek News.
Σε πυρετό διεργασιών βρίσκονται τα επιτελεία των κομμάτων εν ώψη της ΔΕΘ αλλά και των επερχόμενων αυτοδιοικητικών εκλογών. Αύριο συνεδριάζει το Πολιτικό Συμβούλιο του ΠΑΣΟΚ, ενώ την Παρασκευή θα ξεκινήσουν οι εργασίες του Εθνικού Συμβουλίου, το οποίο και θα εγκρίνει τους υποψήφιους που στηρίζει το κυβερνών κόμμα. Η διαδικασία αυτή αποκτά ιδιαίτερη σημασία, αφού με τη λήξη των εκκρεμωτήτων για τις τοπικές εκλογές ξεκινά και η αντίστροφη μέτρηση για τον ανασχηματισμό. Όπως δήλωσε ο Γιώργος Πεταλατής, ο Πρωθυπουργός ορίζει ποιοι θα είναι υπουργοί. Και πρόσθεσε πως δεν υπάρχουν υπουργοί που να πιστεύουν ότι είναι μόνιμοι σε ένα υπουργείο. Σταυρόλεξο για δυνατούς λίτες χαρακτήρισε τον επικείμενο ανασχηματισμό η Νέα Δημοκρατία και σημείωσε ότι οι υπουργοί προσπαθούν να το λύσουν αντί να ασχοληθούν με τα προβλήματα του λαού. Εν τω μεταξύ, συνεδριάζει αυτή την ώρα το διαγραμματιακό όργανο της Νέας Δημοκρατίας, ενώ σήμερα ο Παναγιώτης Ψωμιάδης απέσυρε την υποψηφιότητα του αδερφού του Διονύση από τη θέση του Αντιπεριφερειάρχη Κεντρικής Μακεδονίας. Υποψήφιος για τη θέση θα είναι ο πρώην βουλευτής Θεσσαλονίκης Απόστολος Τζιτζικώστας. Την ίδια ώρα, ως προσέγγιση του ανεξάρτητου βουλευτή Κώστα Κιλτίδη με το ΛΑΟΣ, θεωρήθηκε η κίνησή του να συνυπογράψει πρόταση κόμματος για ονομαστική ψηφοφορία σε νομοσχέδιο που αφορά τον ΕΛΓΑ. Διεργασίες για τους υποψήφιους και στον ΣΥΡΙΖΑ, με το θέμα να βρίσκεται αυτή την ώρα στο επίκεντρο της συνεδρίασης της πολιτικής γραμματείας του συνασπισμού. Τη συναντήση του Πρωθυπουργού με τους κοινωνικούς φορείς εν ώψη ΔΕΘ προετοιμάζει το οικονομικό επιτελείο της κυβέρνησης, ενώ την ερχόμενη εβδομάδα στις συνεδριάσεις του Eurogroup και του ECOFIN αναμένεται να δοθεί και τυπικά το πράσινο φως για την εκταμείευση της δεύτερης δόσης του δανείου. Εύσημα για την πορεία της ελληνικής οικονομίας απένειμε σήμερα σε συνέντευξη τύπου Γερμανίδα Καγκελάριος. Η Άγγελα Μέρκελ εξέφρασε την ικανοποίησή της για την πορεία εφαρμογής των μεταρρυθμίσεων και των μέτρων δημοσιονομικής εξυγίανσης στην Ελλάδα. Ενώ από την πλευρά του ο Γερμανός Υπουργός Οικονομικών υπογράμμισε ότι η Ελλάδα είναι άξια σεβασμού για την προσπάθεια που καταβάλει. Εν τω μεταξύ, στον Πρωθυπουργό Γιώργο Παπανδρέου θα απονεμηθεί φέτος στις 3 Οκτωβρίου στο Βερολίνο το πολιτικό και κοινωνικό βραβείο Κουαντρίγκα για την κοινωνική του προσφορά, την αναδιάρθρωση της δημοσιονομικής πολιτικής της Ελλάδας και την αποτροπή της πτώχευσης της χώρας. Φθηνότερα έως και 60%. Θα πωλούνται από την ερχόμενη Δευτέρα περίπου 4.000 φάρμακα σύμφωνα με το νέο δελτίο τιμών που θα ανακοινωθεί την Παρασκευή. Οι μειώσεις των τιμών θα είναι ακόμα μεγαλύτερες όταν ισχύσει η λίστα και η ηλεκτρονική συνταγογράφηση, έτσι δήλωσε σήμερα η Υπουργός Οικονομίας Λούκα Κατσέλη. Εντατική είναι η έλεγχη σε κλειστούς δημόσιους χώρους από σήμερα, πρώτη ημέρα εφαρμογής της ολικής απαγόρευσης του καπνίσματος. Θα προηγηθεί μια σύντομη περίοδο χάριτος πριν να ξεκινήσει η επιβολή του χτερών προστήμων. Θα ξεκινούν από 50 ευρώ για τους παραβάτες καπνίστες και θα φτάνουν μέχρι και 10.000 ευρώ για τους υπεύθυνους των χώρων. Η κατασκευή εκθεσιακού κέντρου στη Σύνδο, η προκήρυξη διαγωνισμού για κέντρα καινοτομία στα ανατολικά της Θεσσαλονίκης και για εμπορευματικό κέντρο κοντά στο λιμάνι, αποφασίστηκε στη σημερινή συνεδρίαση της Επιτροπής Μεγάλων Έργων υπό τον Δημήτρη Ρέπα. Επίσης, αποφασίστηκε η ανανέωση του ρυθμιστικού πλαισίου για τη λειτουργία αεροδρομίων σε υδάτινες επιφάνειες και η επιτάχυνση των διαδικασιών για